Okay, good evening. We're here to begin unraveling the issues that we raised last week about Kanoim Pogimbo. The first one to, first we'll tackle the first two together, two questions. First of all, what would be if the characters would be reversed? It would be a shegetz with a Jewish girl. Would the halacha be the same? They would be doing it before Hesia, Kanoim Pogimbo. And also the question of, this is a interesting situation because, like we learned, this is not conventional Gilui Arayos, not just because if he got away from Pinchas, Bezdin doesn't have, he has no account with Bezdin. He's not Chayiv Misa. But it's more than that. He's even allowed to defend himself toch kedei, that while he's still with her, right? He has the strength and wherewithal to defend himself against Pinchas. He would not be killed for killing Pinchas because Pinchas is a roidev. And this is all mefurshim the Gemara. Right, we raised a question also: if he could defend himself against Pinchas, what about someone else from Shevet Shimon? Could they stick up for Zimri and kill Pinchas also? So, there's a sefer that the Ramban wrote called the Torah Sa'odam. It's all about sickness and death, and all the halachas thereof. But he also covers within it the halachas of Yoharik Val Yavor, and the thing what's called Shara Sakona. So just like he talks about illness, he also talks about an agav, the Indian of Yoharik Val Yavor. So he says like this, that of course everyone knows the halacha, that the three cardinal sins of Avodah Zarah, Gilas and Shvichus Damim, right, they are all Yoharik Val Yavor. And it makes that's unconditional because of the severity of the sin. Right, we learn out of Droshes that these three sins, because of their severity, Yoharik Val Yavor, makes no difference what the guy has in mind, whether he's doing it bidafka to get you to be fry, or he's doing it for his own pleasure, b'farhesia, b'tzina, all those chilukim only come in by the other averus. So says the Ramban like this, right? Vi kashalach va ester gila rais hava, right? The bottom of the first column. The Gemara, it's a Gemara Mefureshes in Sanhedrin, right, that the Gemara tells us the din of Kiddush Hashem, that any Aveira, if it's done before Hesia, and the guy, wants you to, he does it bedafka, just to make you be over on Torah, it's Yoharik Val Yavor. So frek the Gemara, right, that Esra Faresia Vai, and the Gemara's Maskin Hals Allah, Lanos Atzma Mutter. So there's two terutzim over there, Abai and Rava. Abai says she was Karka Olam. Rava says, Achashosh was doing it for his own pleasure. But that's all good if the problem would be one of the other Averis. Esther was Gili Arias, right? That's the question that Tosfos asks on the spot. So the Ramban over here is asking it. And he says like this, so why is the principle of Hanos Atzmon a way out, that Esther wasn't chayef to let herself be killed? Right, why is it not a way out? Why is Hanos Atzmon work? That's only good by other Averis. This is Gili Arias. So says the Ramban, Lo Kasha, Darami Habal Bas Yisrael Biznos, Gzeiras Bezin Shoshem Bilchudu, says the Ramban, Aloch Lamasa, right, that the Isser of a Goy having relations with Bas Yisrael is only a Gzeira of the Bezin Shoshem, Veleka Krol Yisur, there's no Mefurisha Pasuk that outlaws it. Now, a Goy with a Jewish girl, no Mefurisha Pasuk that outlaws it. Vlada Nami Kosher, Kedisa Beduchta, right, as it also says, the Gemara says that, also if there's a child from that union between a Goy and a Jewess, right, the child is a kosher Jew. Vasam Derchnus Hava, Share Tikave Tako Machlivu Bo. Right, so and over there, Achashverosh also, he was just doing it Derechnus, it wasn't even Derechitun, because he was constantly gathering more women and having relations with them. Yeah, but questions on her, right? Why she should have refused, and if he would have killed her, he would have killed her. So she wasn't chayav to die. Right? Chitum bonus leka. So it's a very interesting Ramban said, but maybe it was derechatnus, So says the Ramban, Teretz number one, there's no such thing as chatnus ba'oinus. Right? You can't be married against your will. So state in Torah, lo seschatin ba'am. So he says it's an unbelievable svara. Right? Lo seschatin ba'am doesn't apply if it's not consensual. Right? Chitun is, you know, so if the Isser would apply, it would only be if it's consensual, and this wasn't consensual. That's his first Teretz. Va'oiv, chatnus da'arami nami kishara verasu. The, you know, having, you know, even derech keva with a goy is like the other sins. V'lo have bechlal arayas. It's not called gili arayas at all. Elaishis is di Yisrael. So it's a little bit cryptic over here what he means, right? Elaishis di Yisrael. What does that mean, that a goy with an ashes ish Yisrael is a problem, or it just means to say chitun is only, you know, with kiddushin? All right, question mark. But the point that interests us over here is inami, but however, over here inami means however. Yisrael habala ramis, a Jew has relations with a shiksa, the chayve misasu, that's a chi of misa, the ha kanoim pogimbo. That now that the pasuk from Navi that we learned together last week that Rav remembered after Rav Kahana started him off. So the pasuk starts Yachras Hashem. Hashem will cut off this person. He won't have an heir of Ona. He won't have any remembrance amongst the Talmidim, and he won't have a son that, you know, if he's a Kohen, he won't have a son that will be makriv in the base of Mikdash. But the pasuk opens up with Yachras Hashem. He will be cut off. Meaning, the Ramban takes the pasuk literally. He's a chuyiv koris. He is his chayiv koris. Avachatnus dari baso kashavers milot ischatein baam. But chatnus of an arami in a bas Yisrael, right? It's like all the other averas, and you could learn out from los ischatein baam. And again, that's only if it's consensual. So the Ramban over here was openly saying, right, that a goy with a Jewess is not begetter gili arayis. It's not gili arayis. Whereas Jew with shiksa is gili arayis. Right? And all this is being said in the context of the halachas of Yehorik Valyavu. That's the whole sugya that the Ramban is, you know, holding with. So this Esther wasn't called gili arayis, and that's why it wasn't Yehorik Valyavu, because, you know, goy, which Jewish woman, is not gili arayis. So there was only a problem that was Befar Hesia. That's why I know it's some words. Right? But a Jewish guy with a shiksa, thus is Gilead Rice. Which means that the Ramban over here is paskening, in effect. You know, that if Zimri would have gone, you know, parallel case, right? He would have had a gun to his head by one of the Midyanim. You know, you be with Cosby or I kill you, it would have been Yehorik Valyavu. Right? But a parallel case of let's say a woman, a Jewish girl, who has a gun to her head, be with the shagets, and if not, I kill you. It's not a getter of gili arayis at all. Okay, and that's what.
Why is Cosby kind of
right? Well, no, not that I wasn't planning to talk about it tonight, but you know, Cosby, you can even kill lachar meisa, right? We learned out from next week's parashat Sororis HaMidyanim, right? Or is it this week's parashah already? Sororis HaMidyanim, right? Because they were machshu you, so you can get even with her la'achar ma'isa, because they were machshu, right? The Jew you have to kill only dafka b'shas ma'isa, right? But it comes out like this: that the Ramban over here paskin that Jew with shiksa is the getter gili arayis and would be yehorik v'al'yavur. So the parallel case between Zimri and Cosby, if Zimri was doing it under duress, he would have to let himself be killed rather than transgress. A Jewish girl in such a case is not begetter Yehorik Valyavor. Our question still remains, what is it? What if it would be Barotzo? But the Shulchan Aruch paskins this Ramban. You see in the in the sheet that I gave you. So the... Right, so the colorized. It's only a question of love, and that's why it was only a problem because it was Befar Hesia. And that's why it has the Ptur of Hanas Atzma. Because Gili Arayis is, you know, Yarg Valyavar, no ifs, ands, or buts. Right, so now it seems that the Ramban, in effect, paskins like Rabbeinu Tam, right there in Tesvis. That was Rabbeinu Tam's Teretz. Right, Rabbeinu Tam raised the issue that, you know, it's Gili Arayis. Right, so said Rabbeinu Tam, in very politically incorrect terms, bias goy ke bias behema. It's not called gili arayis. And, you know, that's the halacha, you know, even though gili arayis is yorek val yavar. If a person holds a gun to your head and say, have relations with the animal or I kill you, I mean, it's sick, but you have relations with the animal and you save your life. It's not gili arayis. Ends nusla behema. All right, so the Rabbeinu Tam over there, paskins, and you know, he takes it the whole way, that there's no asura lebal v'leboel, and he paskin the case that a Jewess had relation, was mizana tachas bala with a goy, right? And then that goy converted, and Rabbeinu Tam was matir them to get married after she, you know, legitimately got rid of her husband, right, in a legitimate way, and it's not called ayasura lebal v'leboel. It's not called lebal v'leboel because it's not gili arayis, right? Right? Right, that's the Rabbeinu Tam. Now, the Ri over there argues, and it brings a raya from Kasher Avadati, when Esther says, I'm going Barotin, I'll be lost to you, I'll be lost to Klal Yisrael, because now it's going to be Barotin, and there's not going to be, so that's where the Ri asks from, and the Ri doesn't hold that way, but it seems that, it sounds like, that the Ramban passes like this Rabbeinu Tam, and it's what the Ramo brings down, that, says over here, Oved Kochavim Haba Al Bas Yisrael Eno Bichlal Gilu Yarayas. Beis Yosef Hashem Ramban. The Ramban is referring to is this Ramban in the Torah Sa'odam. Now here's so as the Shach over here, and you know Sifkon Yud Beis, you know, so he invokes that. Well, there's also an issue of since it's called Gilu Yarayas. So it's Yoharik Val Yavor, and the Ramban said, you know, it's Gili Arayis if it's Jewish men with Shiksa, and therefore it's Yoharik Val Yavor. So the Shach over here has a clear, which anyone should have raised from based on what the Ramban wrote over here. The Ramban said two reasons why a Jew with a Shiksa is Gili Arayis. He said, first of all, Kanoim Pogimbo. Second of all, that Pasuk in Navi. It says Yachris Hashem. It's a mechuyev kores. So you know, a kores who gave it, called it a mechuyev kores bidei shemaim, right? So it can't be. It can't. It's right. Obviously, it's not mutter, right? So it's gili arayis. What's the nafkamina? What is the nafkamina if it's because of kanoim pogimbo or if it's because of the pasuk that says you know that pasuk in Navi Yachris Hashem? So the Shach points out very simple nafkamina. Whether it's Yorik Val Yav or even Bitsina. Because says the Ramban, what's my proof that it's called Gili Arayis? Because it's because it gets Kanoim Pogimbo. Right? Kanoim Pogimbo is only Befar Hesra. So if that's your proof that it's called you know, Gili Arayis because of Kanoim Pogimbo, so it should only be if you duplicate the conditions, and it's only going to be Yorik Val Yav or if it's Befar Hesra, but Bitsina not. But beside the time that the Ramban said, and we also find that Pasuk in Navi that Rav remembered after Rav Kahana reminded him, it's a Chiyuv Kores. Seemingly that Pasuk is talking about having relations with a Shiksa. Yeah. Bein Befar Hesya. Bein Betzina. So like that, like the time of that Pasuk that's a Chiyuv Kores, then it would be even Yehorek Val Yavor Afilu Betzina. So at least Zachinu, right, thus far, that... that you know, it's Yehorik Val Yavor for a guy with a shiksa, right? It's not Yehorik Yavor for a goy with a Jewish girl. The question remains like this, but this is all talking about if it's by duress. What if it's consensual? A Jewish girl with a shegetz, right? You would have thought, you know, the issur of you know the interracial marriage is the same whether you're on the male side or on the female side. Right? Jew is usher and shiksa. All right, Jewish girls also in a shegetz, right? You would think. So by what is the halacha by consensual? Are we to assume that by consensual there would be a din of kanoim pogimbo? Even though in this case, ba'ones, it's only Yehorik Val Yavor on the guy and not on the woman. But what about if it's consensual?
I just right. Would like to understand.
Yes.
In these cases.
Because we only find that the halacha l'moshe misinai before 10 Jews. 10 Jews have to be aware, not just
not aware. Aware that they're living together.
Yeah, they have to be nisyache together in presence of 10, there have to be 10 Jews in the crowd.
That see them be able?
That see them, you know, that see them in those circumstances that they were nisyached to have bia. Hein hein edei yichud, hein hein edei bia. You know, when we need also, you need edim by kiddushin. You could be makarish for bia also. They don't have to, you know. They have to see that they were nisyached amenaske, right? Yes. Right. Right. So here's the thing. So there's a Rambam. You know, the Ramban invokes something else over here. And he also points out that when a Shegetz at Baal, Bas Yisrael, right, the Vlad is kosher. Right? So that's very interesting. So you take a look at the Lashon HaRambam. That is another handout. You know, and this is all in the context of Kanoim Pogibo. Lo Pogibo Kanoim, lo kol Bezdin. So let's say Kanoim didn't kill her, and then Bezdin also didn't give him Malkus. Now, of course, the Malkus of here is not the Malkus of, you know, Deraisa. It means that Bezdin has the authority, you know, to whip people up, you know, to discipline. It's not Malkus Midin, any type of Malkus Deraisa, like what you get for eating treif. Right, so if he got neither, Hare Onshem Forshi Gaboshu, but Koresh, and Emra Kichel Yehuda, Koresh Hashem, Ashoev, Ubao Bas El Nechar, Yachas Hashem, Lichshe Rasena, Erebaona. Im Yisrael Loyer Bachachim, Lona Betalmidim, Im Koin Loyer Magish Minchel Hashem Tzvachas. Hala Madata, Shabo Kusis, Kiilu Nitchaten La'akum, to have relations with a Shiksa, is like being married to Avodah Zorah itself. Right, Shenem Ubao Bas Ed El Nechar, as the Pasuk says, he is, you know, he has had relations with the daughter of a foreign god, as if, you know, he's married into the family of a foreign god. V'nikra Machal Karsh Hashem. So says the Rambam, he adds an interesting thing in the next halacha. Avon Zeh, Afo Pisha Embo Misas Bezdin, you know, it doesn't carry Misas Bezdin. This is a very important point that may have ramifications to another Shiloh that we raised last week, whether Zimri, if he breaks Kalim while he's with Cosby, does he have a Ptur of Kimle Bedraba Mine? Because Kanayim Pogibo, you know, we know Kim Dra is only by Misas Bezdin. So Rambam is very, in fact, this Avera doesn't carry Misas Bezdin. Al Yikal Beinecha, right, shouldn't be small in your eyes. El Yeshbo Hefset Sheim Bekola Reis Kamosa. There's something about this that's worse than all other Gili Arais. Sha'bein mina erva b'nohu l'chol davar. Because you have relations even with an Eishes Ish, the son that you have from that woman is your son l'chol davar. Meaning to say, you know, as sick as it sounds, you're yotze peruvu with a mamzer. Right? You know, they clear, it's mitzvah bo ba'avera. Right? Okay, minchas chinuch. But, you know, it's before. It's b'nohu l'chol davar. If you have a person has a son that's a mamzer, right, so his wife is not chayev in yibum anymore, his lawfully wedded wife, if he drops dead, because he has a son. He has a ben. He has a mamzer, right? And that mamzer is his yorish also, as far as mominus, everything. Right? It's, you know, the ben, you know, mamzer you have mina erva is beno lechol dover. Ubechla yisol nechshav, and that mamzer is called a yid. Afa pishu mamzer. Va ben mina kusis eno beno. Shenemer kiosers bincha meachorai meseroso milios acharei Hashem. As putting a spin on the pasuk that, you know, don't marry the shiksa because you will take your son away. I mean, because the son that you have from her, right, you take away your son because the son you have from her is not called your son. Says the Rambam, the big chaymer of this din of Baal Aramis, that, you know, the Torah was machadish a din of Kanoim Pogimbo, it has a severity that you don't have in all other Gili Arais. That's a terrible thing, that the product of that union is not Jewish and you are increasing the goy population of the world, something which even by more serious offenses, whether it's, you know, niuf or incest, that's not the case.
It's
right?
Funny that the Gemara isn't machshav it meuvus lo yachol liskon is only by a mamzer, not in this case.
He says so. He's saying this is even worse. You are increasing.
No, I understand the Ramadan, but it doesn't.
This is what's so severe. And you said in context of Kanoim Pogimbo, right? So you understand, this doesn't apply in the reverse. Because a goy that has relations with a Jewish lady, this kid is Jewish. So the severity of the sin is mitzad, that you're increasing the goy population of the world, and it's as if, you know, you are merging, you know, with their god. Right? So this all applies, you know, when it's one of our guys with one of their girls. Right? But in reverse, even though it's not mutter, right, it doesn't have this severity that the Rambam is saying. So And so even though I didn't see his Mefurshim in the Poskim, so what is Mefurshim in the Poskim is that it's not Yarek Val Yavar by her, and it's a Yarek Val Yavar by the guy, right? But Mashanira, Lahiris, Lalach, not Lemais, you ask Rabbi only when he gets back, right? That it seems that there would be no din of Kanoim Pogimbo if the situation was reverse and it's a Jewish girl with a Sheget, because the severity of that is attached to this sin, that there's a was nischarish on the din of Kanoim Pogimbo, is because the product of the union is a goy. So mashu, if the situation is reversed, it's not the same severity. So eruch habo chidusho, and the din of the din of Kanoim Pogimbo was papashtus only said Jewish guy with a shiksa. All right, but please bear in mind that also under those conditions, if it's under duress, it's Yoharik Val Yavar, because we'll come back to that in a second. So regarding another question that we asked, right? Zimri is allowed to defend himself against Pinchas, right? So im Harg Pinchas eno neragolav sharei rodefu. So we asked the question, what would be the din from someone else from Shevet Shimon who wants to take out Pinchas to defend Zimri? Hare, you would think if Pinchas has a din of Roidif. Roidif is Misoso B'chol Adam. So the Rosh Paskin this Shaila. And the tour, copies down, obviously, the Paskin is like his father, the Rosh, and I've not found anyone that's Mefurish Cholek. The Miri also paskin this shayla black on white for the same reason, and I'll read you the lashon Rosh. Habo kutis kanoi pogimbo vabo imlochem borin kain. Vim nefach zimri vork the pinchas loya nergav shari rodef gom or rodefu lefi she'ein mitzuva lahargol shuspam, because Pinchas is not really chayev to kill Zimri. It's only a Roshus. So since it's not a Chiyuv, right, so therefore Pinchas doesn't lose his Rodev status. It's only permitted. If it would be a mitzvah, then you can't call Pinchas a Rodev. Just like what we mentioned last week, a person is being taken out for Skila, right, by the Edom, that Yad Edom Tiebo Barishona, Yal Al Adas, he's allowed to defend himself, and beat up the guys who are taking him out for Skila. Of course not, because he's a Mechuyev Misa, and the people who are coming to kill him are in the right. They're not in the wrong. So he has no right of self-defense because he is chayev to die. This guy is not chayev to die. It's a rishus to kill him. And that's why Pinchas has a status of a raidif, says the Rosh. L'fishe mitzvah l'hargo el rishus balma. Ava in the shachrina, someone else. Not, right? Third party. Nerag olav delav roidif gomuru, he would be executed for killing Pinchas, because Pinchas is not a total roidif. Kevan der bershus kovit, because still it's not the same like another roidif. The other roidif, what he's doing is usser. What Pinchas is doing is mutter. So it's a twilight zone. It's not a chiv, but it's mutter. So it's not being a chiv allows Zimri to defend himself. Right, but it's being mutter, takes away from anyone else, the right to take out Pinchas to protect Zimri. Zimri dafka nita latzot zavrashov shul Pinchas avalo leinish laalma the konish isur huv reshus laharuge Zimri hilkach lesser reshus latzil benashov Pinchas, because the reshus for Pinchas to kill. Zimri is universal. Pinchas just grabbed the mitzvah first. Anyone could have done it. So I believe he said that Svara last week, right, anybody from Shevet Shimon should ask himself, am I with Zimri or am I with Pinchas? Obviously, he should be with Pinchas, right, because that is the right thing to do, even if it's not obligatory. So they do not have the right, right, to execute, to assassinate Pinchas to save Zimri, because Pinchas is doing something that's mutter. The third party could take out a roidif because he's doing something wrong. Pinchas is not doing something wrong. But yet, right, Zimri still has the right of self-defense, because even though it's right, it's not obligatory. Which opens up an amazing Pandora's box that the Achronim discuss, that there could be, as per this case, a what?
They will fight.
What? Right. There could be a tremendous, there could be a difference between, you know, the nirduf's rights of self-defense and the chiyuvim of a third party to be matzil the nirduf. So we're going to come back to that in a second. Right, but before that, before I get back to a second, because this has a lot of bearing on another question that we asked last week, you know, this idea that perhaps, you know, the rights of a nirduf are greater. What the Torah gave him for sake of self-defense is a wider range than what the Torah empowers the third party, you know, to intervene and save him, right? As what we just read. So since it's not a chiyuv, that's why Zimri's out to defend himself. But since it's berushus, that's why no one else could take out Pinchas. But with this, just having this halacha straight, I want to resolve a query that Avrami Farber raised last week, which was, when I heard it, it was the first time I ever heard it. And because I had not even seen it discussed in the poskim, right? We were shtelling on, you know, the question of what if Zimri breaks Kalim? What if Zimri breaks Kalim while he's with Cosby? Will he have the patur of Kimle Bedramine? So Avrami Farber raised the question, but if you say that Pinchas is a roidif, what about the Kalim that Pinchas breaks on his way, right, to kill Zimri? Because we say, Gemara Mefureshes on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, that, you know, the rodif is running outside, and he breaks kalim toch kedei his redifa. Bein shol nirav, bein shol makes no difference whether he broke the nirav's kalim or any person's kalim. Potor, my timer, mischayev benafshu. Right, he is mischayev benafshu. Right, so that's... Oh, very good. So even though, but last week we hadn't clarified the halacha yet, as, you know, what could a third person take out Pinchas? Now that we know, right, that Pinchas is, you know, is only Zimri could kill him in self-defense, but he's not be'etzem l'mechuyev misa, he doesn't have the patur of kimidramine, so all the kalim that Pinchas breaks on the way to kill Zimri, he's going to have to pay for, except for Zimri's kalim. Except for the kalim of Zimri. Because listen to what the Gemara says, right? The nirduf, the poor nirduf, right? That the, right? V'nirduf sheshibar sakelim, right? Right, the, right? The nirduf, right? Nirduf sheshibar sakelim shall rodef potter, shall call them chayev, the poor nirduf, you know, that is running for his life, all the kalim that he breaks in course of his escape, he will have to pay for, right? Except for that of the roidif. And what's the reason? Not because of Kimle, because he's not doing anything wrong. He's not a chayit, right? Right? Shaloye mamono chaviv alav mi gufo shel kolad. Right? Shel kolad mi gufo. Right? If you could kill the guy, right? His kalim aren't more chashuv, right? Because, you know, you have the right to, right? You have the right to kill, right? The roidif. So if you could kill the roidif, kal v'chomer, you could die. You could damage his property. Because Mamono shouldn't be chaviv mi gufo. Now, if that's the svara, that Mamono shouldn't be chaviv mi gufo, so we could say that Pinchas is potter on Zimri's kalim. Right, v'shaloye Mamono chaviv mi gufo. Right, because if he's allowed to kill Zimri, he could certainly break his kalim. Right, but that's Lagabe Zimri. But he would definitely be chayiv on everyone else's kalim. Right, because Pinchas is not a mechuyev misa. Just Zimri has the rights of self-defense. Now, from this Gemara, right? From these halachas, the poskim have raised the idea that perhaps the other Gemara that we learned together, that we know that by rodef shenitan latzil ve'echad me'evorav, right? So, if he doesn't do it, you could save yourself by shooting him in the legs. Didn't have to take his life. So, you know, the Gemara literally says Narag, the Rambam says it's only Misa B'nei Shemayim. You know, the other Rishonim don't understand why he knocked it down to only Misa B'nei Shemayim. But anyway, it's Asur to do. Right? Perhaps the Gemara only meant that by a third party. Now there are those Rishonim, there's a Rivash, a Chivas Rivash, and the Mishnah Melech brings it, that actually wants to pose that for a very, 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 you know, simple, humane reason. Why that halacha is dafka by a third person coming to intervene, that if he could shoot at the legs, he should. And if he does, and he could have, and he didn't, he's chayev. But it's not for the Nirduf. The Nirduf doesn't have to make such cheshbonus. He could shoot to kill straight away. Right? So the Rivash, you know, and the Mishnah brings it, says, well, it's very simple. Right? How can you expect for a guy who's running for his life to be mechavin dafka for the legs? You know, he has, you know, his life is on the line. He's stressed out. You can't expect it for that. You can't expect that from him. It's dafka by the third party. Right? But, you know, what we're seeing over here, right, from our Gemara, that Zimri has the right of self-defense, right? Even though everyone else, third parties, are usher to kill Pinchas, it could be it's much more than that. It could be that the Nirduf has a greater range of, you know, rights of self-preservation than what the Torah gives the matzil, you know, besides privileges, it gives the matzil to intervene, right? All right, you know, there's more psukim than just the psukim by Reidif that allow for the principle of self-defense. There's also psukim in Parshas Mishpatim by Baba Machteres, break and entry. So there are achronim that say that, you know what, you know, the truth is that, you know, even without getting into the humane aspect, right, that you can't expect the Nirduf to, you know, have presence of mind, right, to shoot at the legs. Right, it could be that, you know, the Torah gave more rights in general, not just, you know, because you can't expect it of him, right? That, and of course, with Baba Churim Briosa, but there are more rights and there are more psukim, right? Right, because as per the din of Baba Machteres, which also teaches us separately the concept of self-defense, lumat the psukim of Vein Moshi Allah, which is what empowers the third party to intervene, could be the privileges granted to a third party to intervene are much more limited than the rights that the Torah gave for self-defense. And therefore, we raised the question last week. We brought the Kli Chemdas Kasha. Right? Hare, if it's true that Roid of Shechol Latzu Bachamei Varv has to do so, and if he doesn't, he gets, you know, he's Chayiv Misa, where it means Bidei Odom and Bidei Shemayim. Zimri is a yochel lahatzil bechad me'evarav. He could simply pull out. He could simply just remove himself from Cosby, and then Pinchas is asur to kill him. Right? So that's called yochel. Why is that? Why? He has to dafka injure one of the evarim of the roidach. Right? Here's an easy way. So, and yet we say no. You know, he could still stay with Cosby, right, and defend himself. So the Achorim dafka want to bring a riot from our Gemara, that the Nirduf himself is not chayef to be matzu bechad me'evarav. That then is dafka by a third party that's intervening. He's the one that if he could take aim at the legs, right, he has to do so. But the guy himself whose life is in danger is not chayef, and he dafka want to bring a raya from our Gemara that this is the case, because l'chora Zimri is yachol lahatzil bechad me'evarav. So now, what has to... Excuse me?
What is it?
What do you mean?
Self-defense. Why didn't he try?
Maybe he did. Right? I don't know. Right? But it didn't work. Right?
It was a little ironic.
Right?
He has a
rishus.
Isn't it a mitzvah?
He couldn't get the gun under the holster.
But it's not a chiyuv. Because it's not a chiyuv. It's not obligatory. It's rishus because it has to come from the initiative of the kanoi, and if you ask Bezin, they won't tell you to do it. So it would be a chiyuv, then Bezin would tell you to do it.
But every other third party that you were questioning, does he have a right to kill Pinchas? Those third parties are in Pinchas' same position.
That's right. And that's why they can't kill Pinchas, despite the fact Zimri has the right of self-defense, which opens up the idea that the guy who's on the run has a broader range of rights than the third party that's empowered to intervene. That the third party is limited. That if he could take him out by taking out one of the Avarim, right, so he has to do so. The Nirduf doesn't have to, and they want to bring a riot from our Gemara. You know, because Zimri Lichora is a Yochel Lahatzil Be'echad Me'evorah. But there are other terutzim to this. My own opinion we'll save for later. Right, but there are other shitas on this. Right, on, you know, there are at least three other terutzim to this issue of what we asked last week. What gives Zimri the right to kill Pinchas? He could just pull out. You know, that's called Yochel Lahatzil Be'echad Me'evorav. Right? So the Chelkas Yoav says something very interesting, connecting. This is, you know, it's a very interesting logic. You know, connecting to what we said at the beginning of tonight's session, right? That the avera of being with the shiksa is yoharik val yavor, right? Yoharik val yavor. So, right? You know, now everyone knows. Everyone here is married, right? Yeah, I mean, or was married. So you know, from Hilchos Taras HaMishpacha, God forbid, if a person is with his wife and she's poris nida, so you have to dig your nails into do a push up and wait for the aver to be mace, right? The male organ has to go limp, right? Because if you're porish, the aver chai, it's another chi of course, because there's hana. Just like there's hanah going in, there's hanah pulling out. If you're parish me'ever chai, so aloch is, if you, God forbid, this ever happens to someone, right, is that he has to do a push-up, right, and wait for the aver to go limp, and he has to be parish me'ever mace, so it shouldn't be hanah. So says the Chelkas Yoav, an amazing cheshbon, right? Right, it's amazing, right? But what do you want? Right, Zimri's, with Cosby, right? He's seeing Pinchas approach. So what, he should pull out? He's not allowed to. Right? He's not allowed to. Because it'll be Porsche Be'evrachai, it's doing the Isser again. Right? But Pinchas is going to kill you. So what? It's Yoharik Val Yavor. So he's not allowed to pull out. Right? But it comes out like this, that because he's being frum, and he doesn't want to be, so even under the threat of death, of Pinchas, he's not allowed to pull out, that's why he's allowed to kill Pinchas.
So he says,
Pinchas... It's a Chalkas Yoav, right? Right. The Chalkas Yoav.
He tells Pinchas, hold on.
No, Sir Shlomo Zalman asked that question. If he's such a Yerush Marif, we'd scream to the Kanoi, I'm sorry, and I'm waiting for the Aver to die, but Pashtus. But Pashtus, the Kanoi can't kill him anymore. The Shlomo Zalman asked that kasha. What? No, I mean, it's unbelievable. You don't understand the amazing, What?
No, very
realistic.
I'm glad
Rav Shlomo
Zalman asked it.
Right. Yes, the question, as it's Tzorah Hiyon, so I'm waiting for the Aver to go down. And then Bapashtus, Pinchas, seemingly, Pinchas not allowed to take him out anymore. But just the Svarah is amazing that we have a little bit of a, right? He's not allowed to pull out because he'll be doing the Aver again, because if he's Pirish, it's Hanah. Aye, but be Pirish to save your life. Because Pinchas kind of, but no, it's Yoharik Val Yavor we learned from the Ramban, right? So he's not allowed to pull out for the sake of saving his life, and therefore he could kill Pinchas. Right? That's amazing. Right? And because that he could kill Pinchas, because it's not mutter for him to be, Matzo Bechon Me'evarav, so now it comes out because. Right? That's the Chalkas Yoav. However,
Listen, according to the Rambam Svara, that the chumrah of the Isser is because of the zera possibly that can come from it.
Right.
So that's only derech bia, not derech bia.
Very good. Right. No, very good. Well, what I was going to ask was something a little bit, subtle, but that's very good. I like that very much, right? But this also goes back to, how solid that svar is, goes back to the clear of the shach, right? The shach asks like this: is it yoharik val yavor dafka because it's befarhesia, right? But betzina wouldn't be yoharik val yavor because the Ramban said two tamin. There's the from the pasuk which applies even betzina, and then there's because it's kanoim pogimbo, that's why it's called gili arayas, and which only applies befarhesia, right? So it means if it's the befarhesia that makes it gili arayas, right? So if he's now trying to correct the way it looks in the public, right? So the prisha should not be, right? Should not be yoharik val yavor, because what makes yoharik val yavor is being with the shiksa versa. Now he's separating, right? So it's really totally in the two tamin of what makes it yoharik val gili arayas that's begetter yoharik val yavor. It's dafka the farhesia tzad. So then the prisha is not yoharik val yavor, right? So that's the Chelkas Yoav, right? The Kli Chemda wants to say something else, right? He invokes the Gemara. Now, the Kli Chemda himself raised the question. Right. So he invokes the Gemara that you know, if a woman, Rachman's son, is being raped, and then but then afterwards she indicates that it's consensual because she tells the person who's coming to be matzil, because you know the din of being matzil is also by Gilui Arayos, you know, and it's also by Zohar. Right, so it says Hanichu Haiti Socharto, leave him. I would have even hired him. Right, so the halacha is, you know, it doesn't have a din of rotzon that she's osur al bala. We say yitzra al basha. Right, it started under duress. Right, but then her yitzhara gets the worst of her. Right, and but so it's still really an oinus. Right, so now, you know, there is a clear whether this is dafka by women or not. You should know. The poskim, maybe it's dafka, this is something to do with the female psyche, right? But right? But the Kli Chemda wants to pause it, like, you know, if it applies across the board to both genders, right? So like anyone who starts being promiscuous, bezodom, right, bepshir, right? Eventually Yetzer kicks in and he can't stop anymore, right? So why do you kill him? Yitzrei al b'shei. So it goes, no, it goes by how it started. It goes by how it started. If it started, you know, b'pshia and b'mezid, you know, if it didn't start innocently, so even though, it's like t'chilaso b'pshia b'sofa bonus chayev, right? It goes by how it started, right? So he wants the taina like this, right? So, you know, once Zimri is together with Cosby, he's not going to be parish. Yitzra al b'shei, right? It's he's there to stay, right? Because he's enjoying it. But it doesn't take off, even though right now, so he's not going to be parish. He doesn't want to be parish, and we don't expect him to want to be parish, because that's the din of Yitzra al b'shei, that toch kedei, the Yitzra gets the better view, and you can't control yourself anymore. So we do not expect him to even want to or even be able to be parish, because Yitzra al b'shei. But why do you kill him then? Because it always goes by how it started, right? It started, you know, Barotzon. Right, and since started Baratzon of Bemezid, so even though La'achar came, we assume he can't be Parsh, and he won't be Parsh, because Yitzra al b'shei, so we don't call Yochol Atzu Bechavar, because he won't. Right, he's dug into what he's doing, right, but he still is a Bar Misa, because of how it started, but we could say this far of Yitzra al b'shei, that he won't, and that, you know, he won't, and therefore he won't, so therefore, you know, that's why, you know, he will kill Pinchas, because, you know, the fact that he won't is ba'inus. He's still a bar mitzvah because he fell into it. You know, baratzon. Right? That's the that's the Kli Chemda. Right? But then there's a svara that, you know, that is brought down by the later achronim, which is Mashachim Mechuver. Right? Right? You know, from what we've said so far, then I'll, you know, posit my own my own gun. Right? And that is like this. So let's say a person holds a gun to your head and says, right, eat treif or I'll kill you. Right? And now you could kill him. Do we say that you should eat the treif rather than kill him? Right? Because, you know, it's nicht, you know, nicht schlecht, you know, it's not nit erger from yochol atzo becha meivorov. Right? To hit a Jew is a terrible sin. You're allowed to do it to save yourself, right? Eating treif, it's allowed, right? So eat the treif and rather not, and don't kill him. And if you didn't eat the treif, you're a mischayev benafshecha, because you could have eaten the treif and got him to back away, right? But you didn't, and you killed him. What's the din? And only by a treif, let's say even kosher. He says, listen, I want you to eat kosher. You say, I don't want to eat now. If you don't eat now, I kill you. But you could kill him. Right? So are you chayef, you know, will we say that it's usur for you to kill him? He has a gun to your head. You know you could get out of it by killing him. Right? Will we say it's usur for you to kill him because you could acquiesce to what he wants? Is that called yochol atzil, like yochol atzil bechad me'evorov? He has a gun to your head.
So what?
Well, so what? He's going to kill you.
Maybe if I don't.
Right. So ask a question. This din of Yochel Atzil Becha Bebarav, that means at any time you could avoid killing him, that's what you have to do. So he is manipulating you. You understand what's going to happen?
If you just switch the part of the subject.
No, but because you said it's a fundamental question. It's a fundamental question. Does Yochel 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 Be'echad Me'evarav mean, right, that right, that any time you could avoid taking a life, you have to. Which means you understand what the ram, if that's what it means, you could always be blackmailed out of self. You could be blackmailed out of self. Right? Because, you know, give in to what he wants, right? And you have to do that rather than take his life. Because if you take his life, you'll be mischayv benafshcha, because you could have given in to his demands. Do we say that? Right? So, Roshmo Rozovsky, in his, you know, it's brought down as in the Kovet Zichron Shmo, and then other Achronim, later, Magidei Shor, Machavin, to the same svar, he said he asked this kasha to his grandfather. I forget the name of the grandfather. Kind of a choshva Robin Litta. He asked this question. You know, so, do we say anytime a guy wants you to do something, right, you could, you know, at gunpoint, right, that you got to give in because it's called, that would be, giving in would be called Yochel Atzil Becha Me'evarav. Right? So he said, absolutely not. You don't have to give in. You could kill him. Even if what he's telling you to do is mutter, right, you could kill him. If he pulls a gun to your head, you could kill him. Right? Because the pshat is like this. Right, right. Yochel Atzil Becha Me'evarav just means, right, that when defending yourself, if you don't really need to kill him, you know, it's genuk, right, with just paralyzing him or maiming him, that's you do. But that's, it's part of the, you know, purview of the rights of self-defense, right? Yochel Atzil Becha is part of, you know, it's a chelik of self-defense. And the Torah gave you the right of self-defense. The Torah says if you could defend yourself in course of self-defense, right, you could get away using lesser force. So why do you have to do greater force, right? But it's a din of self-defense. Yochel Atzil Becha Me'evarav is also a din in self-defense, right? It's not the pshat that as long as you could avoid taking a life, you have to do that first. Then people would manipulate and blackmail people out of self. You know, hold a gun to your head, give me $1 million, right, or I will shoot you. Right, and you could shoot him, right? Right, but how could you give him $1 million? Right? It's awesome for you to shoot him if you give him $1 million. You know, so you know the Torah never. Yochel Atzil Becha Me'evarav is not the pshat. You have to allow yourself to be blackmailed. Right, it means simply like this: you have the right of self-defense. Right, the Torah gave you, and self-defense has a range, anything from Yochel Atzil Becha up to taking his life, up to, and it's not two contradictory dinim. It's all part of the range of the same din called self-defense. The minute a guy puts a gun to your head, you have the right of self-defense. Right? You have the right of self-defense. Just, you know, you have the right of self-defense. Now, it's, you know, if you go me'akal, you know, do something smaller before you do something bigger, right? It's not the pshat that any time you could avoid taking a life, you must avoid taking a life. No. It's a pshat, it's like this. You have the right of self-defense. And it starts at Yochel Becha Me'evarav. If that's not enough, so the right of self-defense, you know, expands. But it's the rights of self-defense, and those rights kick in from the minute you have a gun to your head. Right?
This, it sounds more like Takanas Oyla. It sounds more like Pidyon Shvuyim. You don't want to, redeem the person, because then they're going to come after everybody.
Because the din lahatzil, it's hatzalah, it's self-defense.
His answer sounds more like a Takanas Oyla.
No, it's not Takanas Oyla.
It comes from the din of Bava Machtera. Bava Machtera is the reason why you can go ahead and you can kill, and is need them all shame side, because you're going to end up being able to defend yourself, and the person's going to try to kill the Gazla, is going to go to Ganavid, is going to try and kill you, therefore you have the right to kill him. Therefore that's why he's a right if you're...
Right. Right. So why? So there, right here. Give him your money. Pretend to be asleep. Nothing will happen.
Yeah. Walk out.
Right.
You're not, so,
right. Correct. You don't have to walk out.
The better analogy would be if I'm about to eat a shtick chazer.
Right.
And a guy, my friend comes over and he says, "You eat that chazer, I'm going to kill you. Don't you dare eat that. If you eat that, I'm going to kill you." He puts a gun to my head.
Yeah.
So are you suggesting that I can kill him also?
That's right. That's the way Roshul Rozovsky paskens.
Even if
he's coming to be kofi to do something that, you know, he wants to stop you from doing an isser.
Not be kofi to do something. Right? To stop, to prevent you from doing it.
It's no difference. Once the guy has a gun to your head, right? Now, the truth is like this. On that, Shlomo Zalman, on your question of where it's just Sheval Tase, right? Sheval Tase, so Shlomo Zalman has a suffix on that. But Kumba Asay is trying to make you do something, even make you do something, it's mutter. Well, guy has no right to threaten my life. And immediately, it threatens my life, I can take him out. But self-defense. But self-defense starts with maiming. And if that's not adequate, you do, right? So Yechol HaTzibarov is part of the range of self-defense. It's a range. Right? The minute there's a person who threatens your life, you're allowed to defend yourself. Right? And therefore, case in point, right? Zimri, being able to pull out, is not called Yechol Latzilo Be'echad Me'evorav. It's called giving in to Pinchas's Kanos. Right? That's what it's called. Right? Zimri is not chayef to do that. It's not chayef to give in to Pinchas's demands, even if it's from a demand. Not chayef to give in to it. So he's not chayef. That's not called Yechol Latzilo Be'echad Me'evorav. Just because he could skirt out, you know, and avoid the confrontation, that's not called Yechol Latzilo Be'echad Me'evorav. Yechol Latzilo Be'evorav just simply means that when the rights of self-defense kick in, you know, if you could get by with less, get by with less. But it's all part of the principle of self-defense kicking in, which has a range. It starts from maiming him, and it goes all the way to killing him. Right? It's not the pshat that you have to avoid bloodshed at all costs. Right? So it is, you know, self-defense kicks in immediately. Question is, can you get by with defending yourself with lesser force? But it's a din, self-defense. It's not a din, you have to give in to his manipulation. If he's telling you to do something that you're chayef to do. Right? And therefore, Zimri, you know, his being able to be pirish is not called Yechol Latzilo Be'echad Me'evorav, that it deprives him of the right to kill Pinchas. It's called giving in to Pinchas' manipulation. He's not chayef to do it. Okay, thank you very much.